two more poems. This is a difficult poem for me to write. It's about, I was looking at some a book of reproductions of paintings by Gustav Klimt. He painted them at the beginning of this century. And I found out in the text, in the introduction, that in fact when he died unexpectedly of a heart attack, I believe, when he'd gone out to take a walk, they found in his studio a couple of unfinished paintings. And they discovered his paintings are of very sort of languorous women and whose clothes are the fabric of the surface of the painting itself, surrounds and disguises and covers, and the women are all, I'll describe them in the poem, I don't want to come up with other adjectives. They always bothered me. I couldn't figure out what it was about them that really bothered me. And then this detail, which is again buried in the poem, about the way he used to paint these paintings of mostly women's faces and arms and legs protruding from this fantastic glittery fabric, explained to me a little bit about what bothered me. Also, I started writing the poem identifying with the women who had been painted. And I realized that in order to take responsibility, in fact, for my actions in writing the poem, I had to also identify with Klimt. And you'll see when I read the poem, that is a difficult thing to do. I'm not sure that I actually succeeded in doing it. But my act in writing the poem is not unlike his act in painting the women in the way that he did. The only thing that you need to know is that Buchenwald, the name of the concentration camp, also means beech forest. And one famous painting by Klimt is a painting of a beech forest that the poem begins with. Two paintings by Gustav Klimt. Although what glitters on the trees, row after perfect row, is merely the injustice of the world, the chips on the bark of each beech tree catching the light. The sum of these delays is the beautiful, the human beautiful, body of flaws. The dead would give anything, I'm sure, to step again onto the leaf rot, into the avenue of mottled shadows, the speckled, broken skin. The dead, in their sheer open parenthesis, what they wouldn't give for something to lean on that won't give way. I think I would weep for the moral nature of this world, for right and wrong, like pools of shadow and light, you can step in and out of, crossing this yellow beech forest, this Buchenwald, one autumn afternoon, late in the 20th century, in hollow light, in gaseous light, to receive the light and return it and stand in rows, anonymous, is a sweet secret even the air wishes it could unlock. See how it pokes at them in little hooks, the blue air, the yellow trees. Why be afraid? They say when Klimt died suddenly, a painting still incomplete was found in his studio. A woman's body, open at its point of entry, rendered in graphic, pornographic detail, something like a scream between her legs. Slowly, feathery, he had begun to paint a delicate garment, his trademark, over this mouth of her body. The mouth of her face is genteel, bored, feigning a need for sleep. The fabric defines the surface, the story, so we are drawn to it, its blues and yellows glittering like a stand of beech trees late one afternoon in Germany in fall. It is called Buchenwald. It is 1890. In the finished painting, the argument has something to do with pleasure.